Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
How do you impress a classy lady?
Money.
I don't think anyone on this show is even remotely qualified to answer that question, but I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a stab at it.
Okay.
First of all, wear underwear.
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know. My husband never wears them.
Okay. Again, I said impressing a classy lady.
Oh.
All right. And second,
okay,
I'm going to go with give her some sort of shrimp tower.
Oh, I was going to say all-you-can-eat buffet was also top of my list.
And,
so,
and shrimp towers are classy.
Are they?
So good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The fact that Brooke's like them, Brooke likes them make me feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Tower of any food, I'm in.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, maybe we should just ask the guy who emailed in for help today. His name is Sean. Hey, Sean, tell me about the classy lady that you had to impress. What's her name?
Her name is Kat with a K.
Oh, very classy.
Oh,
not just like an animal.
We're getting sidetracked by towers and shrimp.
I mean, fish,
Sean, where did you meet Kat with a K?
We met online.
Okay, so what did you like about her?
She was very cute based on her pictures, and she seemed really nice. So I talked to her on the phone, and her laugh was amazing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we clicked really well, and I asked her out on a date.
Okay, and
nice.
I mean, Jeff keeps calling her classy. Does that come from you?
That's what he said in his email.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh. So were you nervous going into this date? Because it sounds like you were really excited.
To be honest, I was a little bit nervous. I got the impression that she did come from, like, money or something. And I'm like a working class guy, so, you know, I wanted to maybe class it up. You know, I don't really know what I'm doing, but...
Well, that's like every Lifetime movie out there, so this sounds like it's meant to be.
It's harder in real life, though,
but,
dude.
And those movies are usually the other way around. It's usually the guy's really rich, and she's like a bumbling idiot.
Okay.
Not in Titanic.
So what did you go with, Sean? How did you impress Kat?
So I got a limo.
Whoa!
Hey, now that's classy.
You bought a limo or you rented a limo?
We went on a limo date. I don't know. It's like a service where you sit inside a limo for like 2 hours and just drive around the city drinking.
Oh, the whole date was in a limo?
Shut up.
That is classy.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I like it.
Did you talk with a British accent?
Why? Why is he British?
Why do you ruin all the classiness?
I know.
Brooke's like, did y'all use utensils?
Sean,
not classy.
Sean, how did it go? What did Kat think of the limo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think she liked it. It was kind of hard to tell, I guess, but...
She was making you drive and put the divider up so you couldn't tell?
Yeah, how is it hard to tell? I mean, if a dude showed up to pick me up in a limo, I'd be like, what?
For the first time?
Yeah. I'd be freaking out.
Yeah,
I thought it was a pretty good move. I mean, you know, at least at the start.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I hook up with you.
Already. Did she sees the limo, pants come off.
Did you think it was a bad move at some point when you say it like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, 2.5 hours in a limo is kind of a long time. I mean, the first hour was pretty great, but then, I don't know, maybe she got bored or something. She kind of ran out of things to do.
You can only hang out on the roof so many times.
It's like when you start a road trip and you're like really high and you got your mixtape in.
You're high on road trips?
No, like excited.
No, right. I think you meant what you said.
You're singing along and then, you know,
eventually, actual like, turn the radio down.
The road sets in.
So I just want to understand, in the entire 2.5 hours, you never got out of the limo. Like, how did it go? What'd you guys do in there?
Well, I was like, hey, you know, tell me, you know, where you like to get a milkshake. And so we go get a milkshake.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I was like, where do you like to get french fries? So we go get french fries. And so, you know, we ended up accumulating all this food.
Oh, that's kind of cute, too, though. In a limo.
Again, cute for 45 minutes.
How much fast food can you eat in 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah.
Does a limo even fit through the drive-thru? I never thought of that.
So what was, like, the highlight of the evening? Like, the best moment when you think back to your fast food limo ride?
Well, I guess it was, you know, when we went out onto the roof of the limo, we stuck our heads out and we were just looking at the city and we were eating nuggets.
Oh, eating nuggets.
That's pretty baller, dude.
Yeah.
This
is Alexis's night.
I know,
shining
you're
armor.
Speaking my language.
Yeah.
I think we all would sign up for that.
Yeah, that's really cute.
But how did your date in the limo end?
It ended good. We kissed.
Oh, you did?
Hey, nice. Okay.
Like one kiss, or were you making out in the back seat?
It was like a, you know, half make out kind of thing. Nothing serious.
Okay. A half make out, I'm picturing just the bottom lip.
No.
Both bottom lips touching.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever
sounds hard.
Okay.
That's how the rich people do it.
Yeah, it wasn't like a long make out, and it wasn't really short. It was like kind of like in the middle, like, you know, you're at a wedding, you're getting married. And...
Okay.
Very specific.
Well, that is very specific.
No, okay.
A nice kiss.
I mean, but a description like that and the end of an evening like that, I'm guessing you thought there was going to be another date.
I assume there would be, yes.
Because it sounds like things went great. I mean, despite maybe it went a little long.
Yeah.
Well, since then, have you guys spoke? Have there been any conversations since?
Yeah, not on the phone, but we have been texting.
Okay.
I asked her out, and she said, oh, yeah, I have to schedule it. And then, you know, didn't hear from her. And then I was like, well, you know, how's your scheduling going? And nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh. You haven't heard anything since. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, she said still scheduling, and so I don't know. I think she's blowing me off.
Yeah. I think you're right.
It's a classy way to blow you off,
yeah,
too.
But, you know, those classy ladies, they're always really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can find her at a not busy time, because we're going to play a song, we'll call her, and we're going to try and get you a second date update. Okay, Sean?
She could be in another limo right now.
If she's in another limo right now, I think that would be very weird.
Well, she's classy. Who knows?
We're going to find out. Let's play a song. We'll do it right after this. Sean, I want you to know we're going to do our best to get you another shot with Kat. But if it doesn't work out, there are four people in this room who are willing to date you right
now.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Because if you missed it, Sean wanted to impress Kat for their first hangout and decided to take her for a limo ride, visiting all their favorite fast food spots.
It's really
so
cute.
Cool. The more I think about it, I want to do this.
It's really creative.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And they spent 2 hours driving around looking at views, eating nuggets. And I don't get this girl. Because if I were her, Sean, you and I would be in a limo right now.
Oh,
and we would not be vertical.
Mm. Hey, right. What? The?
You hear me?
I hear you, man.
Is it a compliment?
Cuddling, laying down together.
It's more than a compliment.
All right, he'd be your Big Mac, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You definitely
I'm up for anything when it's a limo and fast food.
I mean, I thought for sure you were going to choose to be the special sauce, but whatever.
All right, Sean, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, Sean.
We're not funny.
You know,
I was getting into it. Sorry.
We're just stoked on your date, man.
We are. And I feel like if she, I don't know, for whatever reason, possibly like looked down on the fact that you went to fast food, you don't want to date that girl.
Yeah,
she's not any fun.
She's not down to earth.
You know? So hopefully there's a different reason.
There's no way she could say that now because she was totally into it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you said she helped pick some of those places. You were asking her what she liked, right?
That's right.
So, that can't be
all right.
Okay. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. I'm going to dial Kat's number, and we're going to see what she says. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go, man.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kat?
Yes, this is Kat. May I ask you speaking?
My name's Jeff. Work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is because we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. And that's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right.
It means you went out with somebody recently who had a great time with you. And his name is Sean.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that a good wow? Ooh. That sounds like a good wow.
I'm hearing a lot
right?
of laughter on your end. That sounds good.
I don't know about Sean.
Okay. Oh,
it's
Are you
psycho
just happy
laughter.
To be on the radio?
that phrase doesn't match your reaction.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I hated it.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously Sean has been trying to get a hold of you and it's been a little bit touch and go, according to him.
What did he tell you about the date?
The date sounded awesome from what he told us.
Yeah,
we're jealous.
He said he rented a limo and you guys drove around the city checking out the sights, got a bunch of fast food from your favorite spots.
Like you did fries in one place, milkshake in another.
He even mentioned a kiss at the very end.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to read your emotions here, Kat, and it just sounds very positive.
I,
I'm sorry. It was really fun at the start of it.
Okay.
But, you know, like, after that first hour or so, like, being in the limo, like, it was just, it smelled like there was fast food wrappers and half-eaten food, you know? And it's just,
I mean, he did say that he thought that maybe it went on a little bit too long. But that wouldn't be a reason to, like, not call somebody back.
And you have to rent a limo. Like, if you rent it for 2 hours, you got to stay and get your money's worth.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, I mean, the windows are down a lot because it smelled, and
they don't have controls over the windows in the back there?
Well, we had them down because it smelled, and, I mean, I was just worried maybe it was, like, body functions. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was a weird smell.
All the different fast food. It was
more
like
more than just smells. The smell of the food.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the most romantic scene after an hour.
Got it.
Yeah, this is grosser than
I mean, but didn't you like him? I mean, okay. Yeah, the smell kind of ruined the romantic vibe. But like him as a person, like the first hour you guys had a great time and you still ended up having a like really sweet kiss at the end of the night, he said.
Yeah, because we got a really good vibe from his personality. Just talking with him a little bit. How did you feel?
Yeah, he did kiss me, and that was fine. It was not exactly the best kiss I've ever had, but, you know, it was nice.
Okay.
But then he brought out a backpack with, like, bedding in it.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
To his credit, he did say, you know, it's just an option if we wanted to stay.
No, what was the option? Yeah. I don't understand what the option was.
What's the bedding for?
I don't know. I'm assuming maybe spend a night in the limo.
Do they allow that?
What?
Or do they just park it?
In a smelly limo.
You hope nobody notices? It's not an RV.
Amongst the french fry packets and burger wrappers.
I know you guys are laughing, but that still sounds fun. A limo fortnight? Like, that sounds really fun.
It sounds like your apartment, Jose.
Yeah, totally. At least you can crack a window and they have AC.
Okay. But you said no to that.
Huh. Yeah, I declined because it was the first time we went out.
Okay.
And then when I declined, he said that he had edibles we could take.
This is sounding more like my apartment.
Are you sure you were not with Jose?
I don't think it was Jose. I'm pretty sure it was Sean. But
all right. So he offered to let you sleep with him inside the limo overnight. And then wanted you to partake in some recreational activities.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you guys are talking to him, so I guess you could tell him that, thank you, like, I had a great time, but I just want to be friends.
Yeah. We could tell him that, or if you wanted to, Kat, you could tell him yourself.
She kind of did.
Because I need to let you know, Sean's actually on the other line listening.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think it's okay. He needs to hear this, Kat.
Yeah, and he may be out of it, so who knows?
Sean, you there?
Wake up, Sean.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No, I'm loving it.
What?
Are you? Did you hear what she was saying, Sean?
Oh, man. That's a little bit embarrassing, I gotta be honest.
What?
So that's true?
Oh, are you doing, like, the Dutch oven thing in the limo, Sean?
Yeah, it was more of like a hot apple pie, but yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
We don't need this imagery.
Ew,
but
it's kind of a funny response, though. I like that you're leaning in. I do. I like that you're leaning into it.
Sean, you need to talk to Kat and tell her, like, what were you thinking? What was going on in your head when you were doing all this?
I don't know. I guess I was nervous, and I get a nervous stomach.
So you can understand that, Kat, a little bit, can't you?
I could barely understand what he was saying. I feel like he's had a few edibles before he got on. Seriously.
He's just embarrassed, Kat. I mean, that's an embarrassing thing. He didn't mean for it to backfire. He liked you a lot.
I mean, Sean, can you kind of explain the whole bedding thing? Like, did you want us to spend the night going?
No, it was just like an option, you know, like, I could have bought the limo for the rest of the night and just wanted to have that, like, if you wanted to, you know, I don't know. He's trying to show you a good time.
But maybe, Sean, you invite her back to your place.
Yeah, where it doesn't cost $800 to sleep.
Yeah.
Drop the bong.
Yeah.
Sean, what is happening right now?
I dropped my soda.
Stop with the fast food,
okay,
Sean.
Oh,
no, you're a mess. Tell Kat how much you like her.
Kat, I like you a lot, and I would spend more money on you if with a limo or whatever you want. I promise.
It's not about the money. I don't know. I had fun. I did, and I enjoyed hanging out with you. But I just at the end, it just got really weird with the bedding and the edibles. And then when I said I didn't want an edible, you had offered me a joint, and I just don't really do that kind of stuff.
If you don't love me at my nuggets, then you don't deserve me at my caviar.
Oh, that was deep. Okay. I get it.
I saw that on a poster once.
There's probably a reason why you went to the Taco Bell drive-thru 3 times.
That is the spot.
Okay.
Good sign.
It is. Yeah. Fourth meal. Yeah.
A lot of this is making more sense, but I do need to ask, Kat, would you be willing to go out on another date with Sean?
It doesn't have to be fast food.
No limo, no limos, no substances.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Well, if Sean can do it, I don't know.
We won't provide.
Come on.
He's like asking us for.
I'm leaning towards no, just because I just don't do that kind of stuff, and I don't think that's a good fit. And I'm sorry.
Hey, it's cool. You don't have to do it. You could just watch me do it.
Oh. Fun. What a proposal. Awesome.
Does that sound interesting, Kat?
No.
Well, Sean, looks like we're not going to be able to get you another date, but there's no denying that you're obviously a good host.
That's right.
You're just not a good dater.
What did you spill now in the background? Oh, my God.
Another soda.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.